Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
Now, many of us have been locked down since March and are finding it hard enough for a lot of reasons. But could you imagine being in lockdown with 70 spiders? Caitlin Henderson was working for a spider exhibition when the coronavirus pandemic hit. The venue closed and suddenly she was living in lockdown with 70 spiders in her bedroom. Caitlin joins us now. Caitlin, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm good. I have to ask you the immediate question. Are you afraid of spiders? And if not, why not?
Very fortunately, not afraid of spiders. You would not want to be scared of spiders in my line of work at all. I think the reason I'm not scared is because I've never taught to be scared. I was not taught to be afraid and think they were disgusting and going to kill me. So I think that's a key point here.
Okay. Sounds like it's too late for my daughters. They have that in their mind already. But you were going in to do this job. What exactly was the job you were going in to do?
So I was working as a spider zookeeper. So a zookeeper specifically looking after spiders in an exhibition at the Queensland Museum. So I was, feeding them, making sure they were looking pretty on display, and also doing presentations with them several times a day as well. So totally spider-filled life during that period of time.
Right. And then the coronavirus hit and the options for the spiders was pretty grim, was it?
If you close down a museum and everybody goes home and has to work from home, they're not going to be able to, get out of their enclosures and feed themselves. So they had to go home with somebody, and that person ended up being me.
Wow. And you at the time had only moved into a new apartment with people you didn't know very well.
Yeah, so it was a travelling exhibition. So I had followed it down to Queensland from Darwin, which is at the very top of Australia. And the exhibition was supposed to go for about 6 months. So what I did was just, find someone that had a spare room, move into that for that period of time. And I did have to make sure that they were okay with the concept of spiders being in the house, but at no point did I say I'm going to be bringing home the entire exhibition's worth of spiders and storing them in my bedroom. So that was probably above and beyond.
So how did they react when you arrived home with 70 spiders?
Honestly, they were fine. They found it quite fascinating. I'm not going to say they were the biggest fans of spiders in the world. One of them was definitely scared to start off with, but she kind of came around as she got more used to them. They were totally fine with it. It was one of them did have an arachnophobic boyfriend though, so he definitely did not want to step foot in the house at all after that point.
And are the spiders, are they locked away or are they able to roam around?
The majority of the spiders that I look after, yeah, they're locked away. And that's because, they're not going to come when you call them. So you're going to make sure you know where they are and they're in their conditions that they need. But there are some spiders that don't do very well in an enclosed space. And those are the web building spiders, the ones that are going to live the majority of their life in a big, meter span web or so. And some of those guys I did keep out. Just on a little frame I made out of sticks, looks like kind of a Y shape. I did have one of those out in my bedroom as well, and woke up one morning to find it had gone missing.
Oh, I was just about to ask you, is there a possibility that you could wake up and find a spider crawling across your face?
I suppose it could have happened. That has happened to me, but not one of the spiders that I am meant to have with me. That happened to me as a kid and I still love them. So there you have it. But yeah, the spider that did go missing, I had decided to go for a bit of a walk, lay some eggs, and then disappear out the bedroom window. So I found her a week later in the front garden.
Wow.
The, uh, the funniest part happened when I was sitting at my computer doing some work one night and realized that her eggs had actually hatched. And I had about, I don't know, over 100 baby spiders floating towards me through the air.
My word. You take all this completely in your stride. It's amazing. And I just, some of these spiders were, you had a few kind of dangerous ones, didn't you? I don't know much about spiders, but I know the Huntsman is quite famous, isn't it?
It's, the Huntsman is a very famous spider, especially, I suppose, in Australia. It's kind of a, you know, our iconic spider, or one of them. We have a couple. Fortunately, the thing about the Huntsman is it's not dangerous to people. And the majority of our spiders in Australia are not dangerous. Very, very few are, in fact. And I didn't end up having any of those guys in my room with me, not the dangerous ones. Had plenty of Huntsmen. We did have some dangerous, potentially dangerous spiders in the exhibition. They were sent back to a different museum before the lockdown, so didn't have to deal with that in my room, in my bedroom.
You did have tiny jumping spiders. They sound, for those who wouldn't be as comfortable with spiders as you, you know, a spider that jumps at you, that would be a game changer, really.
Yeah, well, jumping spiders, see, they do sound a little bit spooky, don't they? Something that can jump several times its own body length and with amazing vision. And but the thing about jumping spiders is I find they're the ones that people tend to like the most, because they have big, adorable eyes for starters, and people tend to relate to them more. And they often have beautiful colors as well. And again, they're not dangerous to people. They have a venom that works on their prey, not on us. So I find that, yeah, if I'm trying to get somebody to see the good side of spiders, jumping spiders are my go-to. And if anyone has ever seen that Lucas the Spider animated series that makes its way around online occasionally, Lucas the Spider, that cute one, he's supposed to be a jumping spider.
Okay, I've never heard anybody describe a spider as having big, adorable eyes. It's something you might say about a Cocker Spaniel, but that was your upbringing, was it? They were spiders, insects, reptiles, frogs. They were all just friends to you.
Oh, absolutely. So, it was completely normal to have all kinds of wildlife around me growing up. And we're just watching some home videos last week and found one with our rescue kangaroo hopping around the backyard. So it's all the same to me, whether it's fluffy or whether it's got eight legs.
Wow. I presume you understand phobias in other people and you see it, and spider phobias are a big one. Are you hopeful people can overcome those phobias?
Arachnophobia, so the fear of spiders, I see that a lot. And the great news about it, I mean, it is very, very serious. And I talk to a lot of people who are just, you know, deathly afraid, you know, panic attacks and nightmares and constantly looking for spiders everywhere around them. But yeah, the really good news is it is one of those phobias that can quite easily be overcome. And I see it happen so often with the people that I talk to. And usually those people are coming to me because it's kind of the first step in their journey, and they've decided that they want to overcome this fear, and they've got a bit of a fascination that they're building. And it's amazing to see how a fascination with something can lead to learning more about it, which can lead to loving it instead of hating it. And watching people go through that journey where they find themselves suddenly not just not hating spiders, but being major fans of them.
All right. That sounds like some journey. Before I let you go, I have to ask you, what did you do with the eggs that you saw floating towards you when you're at your computer?
Oh, I have really bad news about that. I also had some spider hunting spiders hatch out in my room as well that I was looking after, and those babies, they got fed to the baby spider eating spiders.
Wow. Major red and tooth and claw.
It's brutal. Caitlin,
what a world you live in. Thanks very much for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Caitlin. Thank you indeed.
Thanks for having me.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.